I've said from time to time in these commentaries that we ought to eliminate from the vocabulary such phrases as government money, federal money, or public funds, because these phrases seem to convey to the notion that somehow there's money out there that belongs to the government that just comes out of thin air. Every dollar that is spent by the government at any level is your money that comes out of your pocket by way of taxes. The governments have no money of their own. So it's absolutely nauseating to me to listen to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton trying to outbid each other as to who can spend the most so-called federal money if they get elected. I would think that that would be the worst thing that any candidate running for public office could say, that if you elect me, I'm going to spend more money than anybody in history, because they're talking about spending your money. Problem is that they talk in such huge sums and billions and trillions of dollars that it's almost incomprehensible to the average person's mind. And it's almost as if they think they're talking about monopoly money. So I simply say to you, beware of the candidate who offers to outspend his opponents if he gets elected. I don't care what cockamamie program or federal function that they want to promote, it's always going to cost you money. This is Buck Compton.